Major data breach confirmation hearing. I'm John Trout. First, breaking news. Authorities are responding to a report of an active shooter at a Mississippi Walmart. The South Haven, Mississippi police have responded to a call advising them of multiple injuries. Some media outlets are now reporting there may be at least one fatality. WREG Memphis reports a disgruntled worker was firing a gun. A computer hacker gained access to personal information from more than 100 million Capital One credit applications. Federal authorities arrested a suspect. Paige Thompson has been charged with computer fraud and abuse.
Capital One said it will notify you. If you were affected by the breach, it's going to notify you. It will make free credit monitoring and ID protection available.
Correspondent Christine Romans, more from Bill Michaels.
The Justice Department says the compromised data includes 140,000 Social Security numbers, 1 million Canadian social insurance numbers, and 80,000 bank account numbers. In addition to an undisclosed number of people's names, addresses, credit scores, credit limits, balances, and other information.
The Air Force General, nominated to become the next vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, goes before the Senate Armed Services Committee today.
This morning's hearing will be the first time that senators will publicly question General John Hyten about charges brought by former aide Army Colonel Catherine Splitz-Tozer. Both Hyten and Splitz-Tozer met separately with senators in classified meetings last week to discuss the allegations. Splitz-Tozer says the committee denied her request to testify in public.
There's Scott Carr. The first of two more Democratic presidential debates takes place tonight and tomorrow. 10 hopefuls each will face off with plans of securing the party's nomination. On Wall Street in pre-market trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 114 points, the NASDAQ off 69 points. I'm John Trout.
Youth vaping is a serious problem. One issue, flavored vapor products that help adult smokers switch, but may also appeal to youth. To address it, Juul Labs stopped the sale of non-tobacco and non-menthol-based flavored Juul pods to over 90,000 traditional retail stores. Learn more about Juul Labs' efforts to combat youth vaping at juul.com/youth-prevention. Juul Labs. For adult smokers only. Paid for by Juul Labs.
Hey, people at my friend's company got blackmail emails.
Yeah, it's a popular type of spear phishing attack.
Wow, that sounds serious.
It is. Scammers claim to have compromising information, like a video, and threaten to share it with their contact list, unless the victim pays a ransom.
What if they target someone at our company?
We're secured. Barracuda Sentinel uses artificial intelligence to block spear phishing attacks, including blackmail emails.
Well, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
A police officer in Indiana is apologizing after accusing McDonald's of tampering with his food.
Someone took a bite out of his McChicken. At least that's what an officer with the Marion County Sheriff's Office claimed after visiting a McDonald's near Indianapolis. The store offered an apology and free food, but the cop wanted justice and an investigation. Find the culprit targeting law enforcement. That's exactly what he got. A review of the incident found it was actually the accusing officer who took a bite out of the sandwich as he started a shift at the Marion County Jail. He put it in the fridge and returned 7 hours later. Police say the officer has formally apologized to McDonald's for the false accusation. His explanation? He forgot. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Experts are recommending that Gilroy, California's Garlic Festival beef up its security after a gunman over the weekend cut through a perimeter fence and shot and killed three people and wounded a dozen others. Former LAPD Deputy Chief Michael Downing says it's not just okay to secure your perimeter. I'm John Trout.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out, and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts. Even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands. Even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-627-7754. 800-627-7754. 800-627-7754.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit Optima Tax Relief.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Talking with Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino, we've heard about the faulty 3M earplug cases out there. How do y'all prove people have had damages?
This is a very unique case. We can look at a person's history diagnostically. And what I mean by that is we take every hearing test, they're called audiograms, through the service member's history. And everyone has a baseline audiogram before they're allowed to enter the military. And you can't have bad hearing and go in the military. We're seeing that everybody has fine hearing when they enter the military. And then we track every single audiogram. We chart it out and we create this really cool, unique graph that shows that when 2003 came along and they were issued these earplugs, their hearing just plummeted. And we're seeing that time and time again through actual audiograms. And that's an objective test. You can't argue with that.
All right. So how do we get a personalized assessment of our damages?
All you have to do is call Taylor Martino. You can find our number by Googling Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning from the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department. Just wrapping up the accident now off of McDonald, Noel Pass, Cagoula. Also, you'll see heavier traffic westbound I-10 from the causeway all the way to the George Wallace Tunnel. And heavier traffic off of Airport now from University, Mont Lamar. And if you're traveling Spring Hill and Dolphin at 65, it's slow there. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings, model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 8:07 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig with you. Sean Sullivan will be back very, very soon. Today, a little bit later in this hour, we'll talk about Aldott releasing their, they say it's their first version of Mythbusters regarding the I-10 Mobile River proposed toll. We can go through that later. Also today on Midday Mobile, Dr. Lou Campomanosi with the Common Sense Campaign is hosting Midday Mobile today, so I'm sure there will be a lot of toll talk later on Midday. You can go ahead and get your questions ready to call in on Midday when Dr. Lou joins us. But right now, it is a Tuesday. That means it's time to talk with Quinn Hillier from QuinnHillier.com. Also, the Trilogy of Mad Jones Heretic books available now on Amazon. Quinn, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, Dalton. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, I know we've got some real news to get to here a little bit later, but first, I had to get your thoughts. News come out yesterday, and I thought this story had ended, but they're saying now that a judge in Louisiana has ordered that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and three of the officials from January's NFC title game have to be questioned under oath in September about that infamous no-call in the NFC title game where the LA Rams ended up beating the New Orleans Saints. Now, I'm not sure if Goodell will actually have to go to court. They said a league spokesman declined comment. But I know you were pretty frazzled about this back in January, along with thousands and thousands of other Saints fans. Any comments on this, Quinn?
Well, I'm glad to see somebody's finally going to get to the bottom of the greatest crime of the last 1,000 years.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, they have to do something about that. I know they made pass interference calls reviewable this year, but Saints, they got two horrible losses in playoffs in back-to-back years. I'm thinking this year might be a little bit differently for them, Quinn.
I'm hoping, but you know, when you've seen murder in broad daylight.
There you go. Let's get to some real news. And I know tonight the Democrats will be on the debate stage. Part one of another two-night debate. They'll be in Detroit at the Fox Theater. So I'm sure we're expecting all kinds of fireworks from there, especially after this past weekend and really the past month with President Trump aiming his Twitter feed crosshairs at different Democrats, individual Democrats at that. And this weekend it was all about Representative Elijah Cummings and his Baltimore district. Give me your take on this. I know Trump began tweeting at Elijah Cummings back on July 27th. So that was on Saturday. And his initial tweets, Representative Elijah Cummings has been a brutal bully, shouting and screaming at the great men and women of Border Patrol about conditions at the southern border, when actually his Baltimore district is far worse and more dangerous. His district is considered the worst in the USA. And he went on and on over the weekend. Too many tweets for me to read through. Your take on this, Quinn?
My take is it would be very nice if the President of the United States would try to find ways to unify us instead of divide us. Look, Elijah Cummings is no great guy. There's, you know, there's questions about his finances and his integrity, et cetera, et cetera. Fine, you can attack him. Don't attack the entire city of Baltimore. As a matter of fact, his district is nowhere near the worst in the country. In terms, it's not even the worst in Baltimore. But there are three Republican-represented congressional districts in Alabama that have a poverty rate lower than the, I mean, worse than the poverty rate of Baltimore, that or that have an income, an average income worse than the average income in Elijah Cummings' district. And whether, you know, whatever the statistics are, the president is supposed to unify. Yes, go after Elijah Cummings if he wants. That's fine. I'll go after Elijah Cummings too. But don't do it in a crass, nasty way that tears down a great American city. And I can cite chapter and verse about, in fact, I wrote a column yesterday about why, despite it all, I think Baltimore is a great American city.
Well, you know, I know a lot of people back the president on these attacks because, I mean, you say the president needs to unify. I would agree that the president should try to unify America. But he seems to me like he's fighting back to these Democrats using Democrat tactics. And when you have Elijah Cummings, who is, you know, all about the soundbite when he's up there in front of the committee, when he's bashing Border Patrol and all those, you know, Americans that are working for ICE,
okay,
and working down there on the border.
Bash Elijah Cummings. Don't bash his city. Don't bash his district. Don't bash his people. And meanwhile, if Donald Trump is so worried about Elijah Cummings' district, then maybe he should talk to his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who is a slumlord in that district, who it has been shown incontrovertibly is a slumlord in that district. Some of those conditions, the rat-infested conditions that Donald Trump is talking about, are the fault of his own son-in-law, Jared Kushner. So, you know, there's enough blame to go around. How about being like the Republican I grew up admiring, Jack Kemp, and saying, if there's a problem in an inner city, go fix it. Come up with solutions. Actually do something to help people's lives get better instead of slinging insults and dividing people. I'm sick of it.
Well, you know, Trump is not Jack Kemp, and this is what he won the 2016 election on. You know, a lot of Republicans were tired of being hit by Democrats, and they found somebody who vowed to fight for them, and that's what I see the president doing here. And, you know, Bernie Sanders, far-left liberal, who's going to be on the debate stage tonight, it wasn't long ago that he was saying some of these things about Baltimore.
The difference is the way you do it, the difference is the tone, and the difference is the role of the president of the United States. And this country cannot afford to keep being divided by its number one elected official. It's wrong. Can you imagine if the Queen of England, who is the head of state, just like the President of the United States is the head of state, got up there and started bashing parts of Leeds or parts of Birmingham or parts of London and use some of the language that Donald Trump is using. It would be unimaginable.
Mm-hmm.
People forget there is a role that the president plays that is more than partisan, that is representing the United States as the head of state. And he He does not recognize it, and meanwhile, the country is being torn apart.
Well, first off, I think it would be hilarious if the Queen of England got out there and started going after England, because basically, I mean, the president has so much more power over what goes on in America, and by the way, he has to get reelected. I mean, the Queen, she's going to hold that position forever, and she's basically the mascot of England. So I see the president here. I think this is him working on that 2020 campaign and working on fighting back against these attacks, where you don't see anybody go after these guys until Trump says something about them on Twitter. Do you think, you know, setting aside what's wrong or right for the country for right now for this question, do you think this is working for Trump in his campaign to get reelected for 2020?
I think in some way some of this stuff works. Look, when CNN, and I wrote a column on this yesterday, when CNN runs their little crawls and their chyrons at the bottom of the screen, pronouncing it as a fact that what the president has said and done is racist, and the quote politics of hate, and not opinion like I'm saying now, but puts it out there as fact, then there is a rebound in Trump's favor. People are sick of the media calling something straight news and lecturing them and trying to tell them what to think. Again, I'm an opinion guy, so I'm offering my opinion. You can argue back. Mm-hmm. The audience can decide. I'm not, you know, saying that this is fact. I'm saying this is my opinion. But Trump benefits when the media goes ape, when the supposedly straight news media forgets that it's straight news. And to the extent that that happens, people become defensive on his behalf, and yes, it does help him. But how many suburban housewives is he turning off?
Hmm.
That's the question. We don't know. My contention is there are other ways to gain votes without necessarily dividing people and without also turning off other votes that you might need.
You mentioned CNN earlier, and I want to take that news angle for a second, because whether you're reading USA Today, CNN, or even the AP News now, in the headlines, they say Trump's racist tweets. What's that standard? Who sets that standard of what's racist or not? Because I got to tell you, looking through his tweets, he's never outright racist. He doesn't even mention race in most of these first tweets about Elijah Cummings until the race card is thrown back at President Trump. Do you think that's a problem with so many of these news organizations who are supposed to be, you know, partisan, nonpartisan, middle of the road, putting headlines out there that say Trump's racist tweets?
Yes, that's my point exactly. That's the point I just made.
Right.
Look, everybody that listens knows I'm no fan of Trump. You know, I might think that there are things that he does or says that are bigoted, but to put it out there as fact is outrageous. And I have repeatedly busted the news organizations for doing so. And as I say, there's a column that I've got out right now that blasts the living bleep out of CNN for doing that. It is bad journalism. It is unethical journalism. And it doesn't help their own cause. If they wanted to hurt Trump, they would not so blatantly produce biased news against him. It just plays into his wheelhouse. And again, just from an objective standard, that is not objective news. It's terrible, and they should be ashamed.
And that most recent article you wrote about CNN and news headlines, where can people find that?
It's at Washington Examiner. Just Google Quinn Hill, your Washington Examiner. It's the most recent article up.
All right, and one of your other more recent articles, Congress and Alabama lose a good one as Martha Roby retires. I want to talk about that when we get back. Can you hold over with us, Quinn?
Sure.
All right. Coming back, more Mobile Mornings on the way. This is FM Talk 106.5. Give us a call, 251-343-0106. That number works on the text line as well. And don't forget, if you're leaving the car, you can listen online at fmtalk1065.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Researchers with Mobile Bay Keeper began testing water samples to try to determine what was found floating in Mobile Bay after video made the rounds on social media. It's believed to be either sewage or an algae bloom. The video was taken just north of Point Clear, and once the city of Fairhope became aware of the video, crews checked the sewer system and found there were no overflows. The state of Alabama is taking steps to protect the discovery of the Clotilda in the Mobile River Delta. Last week, the Alabama Historical Commission filed an admiralty claim in federal court in Mobile. The claim will ensure that the Clotilda and artifacts on the ship will be a publicly owned resource. In 1860, the Clotilda illegally transported 110 enslaved people from Africa to Mobile. The ship was then taken into the Delta and burned. A former Escambia County, Florida sheriff's deputy is charged with battery and sexual assault of a child. Investigators say 33-year-old Jerome Zaid's victims were under the age of six, and they believe there may be more. The alleged sexual battery happened over the last 21 months. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying on Monday, August 5th, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, September 29th, including daily point earnings, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore and find your winning moment.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Good morning from the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department. County and state troopers still wrapping up the accident at McDonald and Old Pass Cagoula. We've got heavier traffic from Airport and University, also Dolphin and Moffitt and 65, but no problems across the Bayway, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. You're checking in accident free. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years experience and guaranteed color matching on your vehicle, it's Bay City Collision, 666-65. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 824 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Mark Holliday in with you on this Tuesday. We'll get back to Quinn Hillier in just a second. This segment of the show brought to you by our friends at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Trey Bennett and his crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK do awesome work in Mobile and Baldwin counties. And, you know, I was riding through my neighborhood the other day and drove by this house. Mm-hmm. And it seems like every week they pile more and more things in their backyard. And,
yeah,
you know, my neighborhood does not have an HOA. I'm sure they'd right. be on top of it, but that's one of the things I like about my neighborhood is not having an HOA. But my first thought driving past this house every day is they need to call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
They need Trey.
They have a ton of stuff in their backyard, and they could have that problem fixed immediately if they just called 1-800-GOT-JUNK. If you have a bunch of junk and you don't know where to take that junk, if it's too big to physically move, or if it's junk you don't know whether you should or should not throw in the dumpster because of the chemicals and things that might be in it,
right.
just call the crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK and they'll be over in a jiffy. And whatever appointment time you set up with them, that is when they show up. They don't give you a big 4-hour window of when they may or may not show up. Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go to the website 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, set up your appointment, and they'll be there right when you expect them. 826 on FM Talk 106.5 and talking with Quinn Hillier this morning from QuinnHillier.com. Also, don't forget, pick up the Mad Jones trilogy from Amazon. You got Mad Jones Heretic, Hero, and Agonistes. And Quinn, you working on any more books coming up? You got any new trilogies coming?
Not anytime soon, but please buy these. They're fun reads. And also, please do go and to my own site, QuinnHillier.com, and read why Baltimore is a great American city, because there really is a lot to do and see, and it's a great place.
But there are bad parts of Baltimore, right?
Of course there are.
Just like so many cities.
Now, I'm going to change the subject if I have 2 minutes.
Please.
And just lament that Alabama and the country are losing a really good congresswoman when Martha Roby, only 43 years old, announced last week that she is retiring. She represents sort of southeast Alabama from the Montgomery suburbs down towards, I think, Eufaula in those areas. She is a wonderful congresswoman. She does her homework. She fights for the military and for veterans. She is serious-minded. She is fair-minded. She represents Alabama very well, and I just, you know, she's got a young family. I don't know why she's retiring now, but it's got to be tough commuting when you've got a young family. But I just want to say hats off to her. Alabama's going to miss her. She's a really good congresswoman.
And in your article on Washington Examiner where you boost Martha Roby, you kind of vouch for her. You mentioned those Mueller hearings last week, and amidst all of the grandstanding on both sides of the political aisle, you said that you felt Roby handled herself well.
Yeah, she did, and it sort of went viral on the internet, the YouTube of her 5 minutes questioning Mueller. She wasn't nasty. She wasn't unfair. She was actually asking questions to elicit information, to try to find more information rather than to grandstand. They were fair. They were thorough. They were direct. They weren't easy questions. They weren't trying to help him or hurt him. They were just trying to serve the American public by getting more information out, and more power to her. I was very impressed.
You said you don't know why Martha Roby is retiring. Do you want to even guess? Does she have, you think, more political? Does she want to move further in the political world, try for another office?
I would think that at some point she might make a comeback 2 years, 4 years, 6 years from now. My guess is that it's just tough being 43 years old, having a young family, commuting back and forth. But I think she still has quite a bright political future. I have no idea when she might make a comeback or how, but I'm certainly hoping that she does. Alabama could use her.
In these last couple minutes we have with you, Quinn, I want to get your take on tonight and tomorrow night's Democratic debates. I think tonight we have Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, and several others. Tomorrow night, Biden, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker. Are you expecting maybe a little bit more nastiness in tonight and tomorrow night's debate after the way that Senator Harris went after Biden in the last debate?
I don't know. It's painful watching them. Look,
I have fun.
There are only three people that are even close to being moderates, and that's John Hickenlooper of Colorado, John Delaney of Baltimore, Maryland, and heck, I can't can't even remember now who the remember his name.
You're not going to say time. Yang, who wants to give every American $1,000, are you?
But anyway, the point is there are 20 candidates on the stage, and 17 of them, well, 16 of them are radical left. One is Joe Biden, and three are semi-hemi-demi, you know, maybe slightly moderate liberals. They are handing the re-election to Donald Trump by being so far radical left, yep. And it's painful to watch because it's bad for the country to have nobody in the middle. And it's, I don't know, I can't stand it.
Well, I'm going to be watching with popcorn and everything. Quinn, we really appreciate your time with us on Tuesday mornings. If someone wants to read what you got online or follow you on social media, how can they do that?
QuinnHillier.com or Quinn Hillier, Washington Examiner, or on Twitter at Quinn Hillier, where I probably tweet far too often.
All right. Thank you, Quinn. 831 on FM Talk 106.5. Call us, 251-343-0106. You can also send texts to that number. When we come back, I want to talk about ALDOT's answer to those asking about the bridge tolls. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Shooting at a Mississippi Walmart. DeSoto County Sheriff Bill Rasko says two people were killed and the suspect shot in the town of South Haven. The alleged shooter, a former Walmart employee, and is hospitalized after being shot. A police officer was shot. The bullet hit his vest, and he's expected to be okay. In the wake of an attack by a lone gunman in Gilroy, California, Sunday that led to the deaths of three young people, correspondent Dan Simon has learned more about the shooter, 19-year-old Santino Legan.
We now know there were actually three officers who swarmed and took down the shooter in less than 1 minute. Now authorities are just trying to pin down a motive why the shooter would target his own hometown.
Capital One says customer information stolen by a hacker was unlikely used for fraud. Stolen? Personal data on more than 100 million Capital One credit applications. I'm John Trout.
This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market. This week, enjoy Allegri Farm grown okra for $1.29 per pound, red, white, or black grapes, 99 cents per pound, and jumbo eggs for only 99 cents per dozen. Open 7 days a week, Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Fresh from our farm to your table.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man is in jail this morning after Pensacola police fired shots at him following three hit-and-run crashes. 28-year-old Matthew Williams from Tallahassee led officers on a chase over the 3 Mile Bridge. He was involved in two other hit-and-runs. Authorities caught up to Williams at a store on Cervantes Street where he hit an officer's vehicle and a privacy fence. Officers fired shots into his vehicle, but he kept going and crashed. Williams was not hit by the bullets, but he was arrested. Gulf Shores police believe they're closer to finding out who firebombed a car last month. Security camera shows someone throwing something in a car before it burst into flames near Lulu's. They believe the suspect was a white man driving a dark-colored two-door vehicle with a sunroof. The crime was caught on security video on June 15. A Mobile store that helps support victims of domestic violence will be closed until further notice. Thieves broke inside Penelope's closet by smashing the front door with a brick. While inside, they grabbed a cash register drawer and a jar that held change. The store has only been open for a month. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Come inside and welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Hey, Ron. It's been a while.
Nice to see you, Dave. You must have been well behaved. What's up?
I have a problem, Ron. I can't pass up a good bargain.
Nothing wrong with that?
It's when everything's a good deal. You know, like 10 yogurts for 10 bucks and 5 sour creams for 5 bucks, a dollar bag of chips, so I had to buy at least 10. And don't get me started on the meat buys. All I can say is I've bought enough to last all summer, and now the missus won't let me go grocery shopping anymore.
That's kind of clever, Dave. I may have to do that. See if I can get out of grocery shopping.
Then I saw the As Seen on TV aisle, so I bought her a facial hair remover with an 18-karat gold tip. In front of her book club, I said, now she can stop bleaching her mustache. How could I guess that would make her mad? I thought girls shared all that kind of stuff. Oh, it gets worse. I received a coupon book in the mail, and I just left the hardware store.
Holy cow! Look how low your truck is hanging out there. Looks like your tires are gonna pop.
I'm gonna need something really, really shiny, Ron.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue. Still have heavier traffic along Cottage Hill, Airport near Hillcrest, and also as you're traveling northbound 65 between Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. Watch for the state troopers. They've been pretty thick there this morning. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's only piano bar at the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel, with regional brews and handcrafted cocktails with the music of Alabama's own John David Anthony. Tonight at 7. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 836 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings on a Tuesday. And right now it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive, where we talk to Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
All right, Dalton. How are you this morning?
I am doing great. Tell me what's going on the lot at McConnell Automotive. I know we're nearing the end of July, just 2 days left now. What kind of end-of-month deals do you have for us?
Well, Dalton, I think for everybody listening, I think a lot of people have heard that the end of the month is the best time to buy a car, and people always ask me, Mitch, why is the best time, the end of the month? And realistically, it's just dealerships trying to hit goals. And, you know, the deals that we've got right now, the perfect example, we've been talking about it all month. We have 20% off that new Sierra truck that everybody is busting the doors down to come and drive. So, yeah, it's a real good invitation I have for anybody that's out there driving a truck that they're not in love with, a Ford, a Chevy, a Dodge, a Toyota. If you're driving anything, even the current old GMC, you got to check this thing out. And, Dalton, we have 6 different SUVs. And I think the worst deal we have is like 16% off a Buick Enclave or the Encore or the Envision. So what that means is these are the best deals we've seen all summer. The deals aren't going to be as good by the time the August 1st comes around. So it's kind of a hurry up and get to it. And the website, McConnellAutomotive.com, has them. The Yukon deal is incredible. And 2 days left, buddy, so we will hope everybody takes advantage of these huge savings.
Wow, you cannot beat those deals, and like you said, you got to act fast. The month is ending soon. We appreciate it, Mitch. Have a good one.
Y'all have a good Tuesday.
That's Mitch McConnell. Go see him and the crew at McConnell Automotive. You'll find him on Dauphin Street just east of I-65. 8:38 now on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you to Quinn Hillier for coming on with us the first half of the hour. Dalton Orwigan, Mark Holliday with you now on this Tuesday morning. Check out fmtalk1065.com and our three big things on the website right now. That big Capital One data breach that was announced yesterday. Over 100 million people's information leaked from Capital One. Anyone that put in credit card applications with them. And they're pinning it all on this one person, Paige A. Thompson, who lives in Seattle and goes by the handle Erratic, which, clue, maybe don't hang around that person too much. But Paige A. Thompson, apparently, right now, they say is the sole person responsible for this massive data breach. But again, you got to, just like we did with Equifax, just like we've done with Capital One before back in 2017 right. and 2014, check and see if you are on that list and then act from there. We're seeing more and more of this happening, and it's just going to keep happening. That's the world we live in these days.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's good for the identity protection services that are available and around there. More and more people are signing up for that. Of course, Clark Howard has the ultimate way of solving that problem, and that's freeze your credit.
Mm.
That's a little difficult for a lot of people who use credit on a regular basis.
Yeah.
But you know, you can do that. He's got all the details. You can find out on his webpage, and of course, the other financial guru says don't use any credit at all.
Yeah, cut them up.
Yep, just cash only, buddy.
And
so there you have it.
Yeah, and even these sites that monitor your credit, they've got it now where you sign in with them, and of course there's like a monthly subscription. They're already getting so much money out of you, and they say if you pay us $15 or $25 a month, we'll go ahead and take care of your security.
Yeah.
And I've been on those where they've got like this big green or red button there on the page once you log in, and that's to freeze and unfreeze your credit report. Problem is, you got to pay big money every month to get that instead of just calling them up and doing it. But if you do it that way, you don't remember if your credit's locked or not
until you try and use it.
And that's exactly
and get a additional credit or apply for a loan or something. I'm sorry, you're denied.
Yeah, and that's exactly that's exactly what happened to me. We had consumer attorney James Patterson. He was on with us again last week
right.
on Midday Mobile to talk about the Equifax settlement, where they're going to send everybody $125, which if you're keeping count, that's $875 less than the Democrat candidate Andrew Yang will send you every month, and he didn't even release your information to anybody. But Equifax settled, and big money going out there. But yeah, I remember when these data breaches started coming out, and James came on and he said, need to freeze your credit. I did that. And then the very next week, I had something where I needed to open a new line of credit, and same thing happened to me. I was like, oh man,
yeah,
I froze it. Now I got to go through all this other stuff. It'd be so much more simple if people would just not steal from other people. But we don't live in that world.
We don't live in that world, unfortunately. But you're right. Absolutely right.
Also, one of the three big things. I'm probably one of the few that enjoys watching the Democrat debates, and it's not because I like their policies. It's not because I want any of them really to be president. But just it gets so crazy. It makes you wonder what world we're living in nowadays. If you look back at the first debates, when every single candidate the second night of the debate raised their hands to give free health care
right.
to illegal immigrants,
right.
you wonder if people that are watching that are seeing the same thing that I'm seeing and that so many other people are seeing. We're talking about free health care to illegal immigrants. That doesn't cross the mind. So the Democrats, they're going to be back up on the stage tonight and tomorrow night, and I'm thinking it's going to get a lot nastier than it did that first month, because the big winner of those first debates was Kamala Harris, and
right.
she was considered the big winner because she went after Biden so forcefully. Now, they'll be on the stage tomorrow night at the same time, Biden and Harris, along with Booker. They put Biden between the two African-American candidates, Booker and Harris, so that should get fun. But tonight, it's Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Buttigieg are the three big names tonight.
Right, right. That's, I guess, for me, if I could get past the anger I have when I hear these guys talk, maybe it might be amusing. It's difficult for me to to get through what was it that Ronald Reagan said? It's not that Democrats, it's what they know. It's not, I can't remember the exact phrase, but what they know is wrong,
uh-huh.
basically.
Somebody out there might know that. They could text
I know,
that into us.
We do the Reagan quote on Thursday nights for the common sense, mm-hmm. and we've used that before, but I can't pull it up right in front of me. Don't have access in front of me right now. But I know people know what I'm talking about when I say, it's not that they this, but that what they know is wrong.
Right. As we get closer to the 2020 campaign, a lot of people trying to kind of forecast what it's going to look like, who the big Democrat winners are,
right.
who might end up facing President Trump as he campaigns for re-election. I can kind of consider these first few debates as like preseason games in the NFL. There are just so many candidates up there that you don't know now. You'll forget about them after you see them on the stage. You really got to wonder why they're even running for president. I think maybe four candidates have a real chance at winning the nomination. So tonight you'll see a lot of players, if you're kind of talking about this like an NFL team, you'll see a lot of players cut after these debates tonight and tomorrow night. And we'll kind of narrow it down to some of the real people that have a shot of competing against Trump for 2020.
Yeah, much of a shot as possible in this political landscape. But, you know, some of these folks, I'm sure, are playing the long game. It's like, get your name out there. It's going to cost us a little bit of money, you know, to run and campaign. We know we don't have a chance of getting the nomination, but 4-8 years from now, you know, we're going to set ourselves up to be a known commodity instead of who in the world is that guy?
Yeah. And there's this, I don't know if you've ever seen that show on HBO, Veep, which just ended its final season. Julia Louis-Dreyfus in that show. But this last season was really funny because she was campaigning for president, and you had all of these other people also campaigning, kind of going through what we're seeing with the Democrats this year.
Yeah.
And so many of them are only competing so that they can get a spot in the administration of whoever may end up winning.
And that's also very valid point to be, you know, a quasi front runner so that the eventual nominee will say, hey, I remember them. They did a good job.
Well, those debates tonight, tomorrow night on CNN from Detroit. And I know a lot of you out there don't even know what channel CNN is on the remote, don't know how to get to it, or even if you have that channel. So I will go ahead and tell you, I'll watch tonight's debate.
Okay.
I'll have some funny, I'm imagining funny, outstanding sound bites from tonight's debate. And we'll play some of those tomorrow morning on Mobile Mornings and talk about just how crazy we've gone as a country. Speaking of crazy, a lot of people going crazy over the ALDOT proposed tolls for the I-10 Mobile River Bridge. And yesterday, ALDOT sending out a press release via email. They might have put this out on their social media as well, but they're calling it the first of their Mythbusters series regarding the Mobile River Bridge and the Bayway project. And I don't know. I don't know if this does a whole lot for them in the press release world. You know, the intention of a press release is to kind of get people off your backs. And I'm not sure they hit the mark with this, because it seems like they're kind of talking down. To me, it seems like they're talking down to a lot of us here in Mobile and Baldwin counties.
Yeah, it's like you guys out there, you think you know, but you don't know. Mm-hmm. We know, and here's what it really is.
And they leave a bulleted list, and we'll go through some of this in this next segment, where they label the concern, which they've heard from so many of us down here on the Gulf Coast. They label a concern, and then they try to bust that myth, and they go through about 8 to 10 concerns. We'll go through some of those when we get back. Also, if you have a take on this, 343-0106. That's how you can reach us on the phone line and text line right here. Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5 rolls on.
Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Researchers with Mobile Baykeeper began testing water samples to try to determine what was found floating in Mobile Bay after video made the rounds on social media. It's believed to be either sewage or an algae bloom. The video was taken just north of Point Clear, and once the city of Fairhope became aware of the video, crews checked the sewer system and found there were no overflows. The state of Alabama is taking steps to protect the discovery of the Clotilda in the Mobile River Delta. Last week, the Alabama Historical Commission filed an admiralty claim in federal court in Mobile. The claim will ensure that the Clotilda and artifacts on the ship will be a publicly owned resource. In 1860, the Clotilda illegally transported 110 enslaved people from Africa to Mobile. The ship was then taken into the Delta and burned. A former Escambia County, Florida sheriff's deputy is charged with battery and sexual assault of a child. Investigators say 33-year-old Jerome Zaid's victims were under the age of 6, and they believe there may be more. The alleged sexual battery happened
over the last 21 months. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Papa speaking. Not really. This is Chuck Nylander with Harbor Communications, but I know what you want. You want a locally owned phone and internet provider that cares about you and delivers the best services for the best value. At Harbor, you're not just a number. You are part of our family of customers, and we care. Our friendly sales consultants will work with you to determine the best value products that are tailored to your needs. Take advantage of our spring into summer savings and get our iTalk VoIP phone handset for just $29.95 per month with no install fees. Additional term discounts may apply. Monthly phone service includes the phone handset, unlimited domestic long distance, auto attendant, replacement service, and a host of additional features. Best part, add or delete phones as you need on your account anytime. I encourage you to learn more about our spring into summer savings at harborcom.com. That's harborcom.com. At Harbor, it's always about the customer. Certain restrictions may apply, taxes and fees not included.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
How can you be sure that your current coffee provider doesn't support a $6 toll on the proposed I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Wallace Tunnel? You can be sure if you buy your coffee from Wayne Biggs, owner of Azalea Coffee Service. He's against those tolls, and he provides coffee and tea and all kinds of break room stuff. Let him know in Montgomery, Washington, and at that secretive hedge fund that we're not going to take it. Get your coffee from Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 today.
This is Wayne Biggs of Azalea Coffee Service, and I approve this message.
Good morning from the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. For now, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. It's been a good ride at Tillman's Corner and Theodore near 90 and Halls Mill, Coca-Cola Road. You've got some radar by the interstate there, so be careful. But the Bayway and the Causeway, smooth ride to the Eastern Shore. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at 888-BE-TOWED and at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
.853 as we wrap up Mobile Mornings here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, Mark Holliday in studio as well. And Mark, somebody came through. I'm not sure who provided us with that Reagan quote you were looking for.
Yes.
But Philip was nice enough to put it up on our phone screening software, which you could be a part of. Just call us, 343-0106, and I'll see your name on that software. But Philip wrote, the Reagan quote that you were looking for, Mark, is, "The trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant, it's just that they know so much that isn't so."
Exactly. That's what I was... That's what I was looking for.
And
I couldn't have even paraphrased it as well as the great communicator Ronald Reagan, but I knew the idea in my head.
And speaking of ignorance, it appears that Aldott is banking on a lot of us on the Gulf Coast being ignorant as far as this Mobile Bayway proposed toll for the bridge and for the tunnel. And so yesterday, Aldott put out this press release. They sent an email out regarding, they're calling it their Mythbusters series, where they bust myths about what we are getting if this bridge is built.
I love that series. The difference between this and the original series is that on the Mythbusters TV show, they actually did tests and showed the evidence that either supported or busted the myth.
Right. So, this is different.
And I see no evidence here.
This is Aldott saying, this is what you think and this is what it is.
Yeah.
But this is what it is what Aldott is saying it is. So what they do here is they put out a concern and then they try to bust that myth. The concern being what we down here on the Gulf Coast are concerned about regarding
exactly.
the toll.
Right.
So first concern that Aldott puts out about this, and by the way, coming up today on Midday Mobile, it'll be guest hosted by Dr. Lou Campomenosi from the Common Sense Campaign, who has been leading the charge alongside Jim Ziegler to block the Mobile Bayway toll. You know, they have that Facebook page out there, that Facebook group, and looks like there are over 50,000 that have joined that group. So
wow.
Really think of this Aldott email as being directed towards...
That's 9,000 more than yesterday.
That's huge. I mean,
they added 9,000 in a day.
They're growing exponentially.
Yep.
First concern from this Mythbusters email, there shouldn't be a toll. Aldott says, without a toll, the project won't happen. Now, I could almost just stop this entire thing right there. Without a toll, the project won't happen. Basically, they're saying it's our way or no highway. You like that?
Yeah,
it's our way
indeed.
Or no highway. They said if the project doesn't happen, drivers will sit in congestion more regularly and will be more likely to be late to work, pick up the kids, class, and appointments. And to Aldott, I say, yeah, we know. We've been driving in that for decades. They said not building the project also means the cost of the project will grow due to rising construction costs, so we will be in a worse situation down the road. Due to a nationwide shortage in funding for major transportation infrastructure projects, the state and federal government do not have sufficient funding to deliver the project through its traditional funding model, which typically has an 80-20 split between federal investment and state investment. And that's that number we heard initially, 80-20,
sure.
which is now down to 7% federal, 93%
yeah.
state and us via toll.
Right.
Next concern here, tolling is double taxing. Aldott says, that's not so. A toll is a user fee, not a tax. They said if a driver does not use the facility, he or she does not pay for it. Then they tell us what our taxes. They said drivers, toll customers also pay their share of local, state, and federal taxes through the purchase of fuel. So Aldott telling us that that's what the gas tax is, not the toll tax.
Yeah, but now here's the thing. They say that if you don't use the road, you don't have to pay the toll, and so you're not going to be paying anything, and that is absolutely incorrect because there is going to be such a ripple effect with commercial vehicles and other service providers going back and forth that is going to inevitably increase the cost of a variety of products and services that you're going to pay on a regular basis.
Mm.
Everybody is going to pay something as a result of this $6 toll, whether you use the bridge or not.
Yeah, so if your company uses a specific like AC repair business and that air conditioning repairman lives across the bay and has to come over.
Either side, doesn't matter.
Likely your rates are going to rise because their rates rise by having to cross that bridge with the toll.
And commercial traffic is generally going to be tolled at a higher rate than personal individual cars going back and forth across.
We don't have enough time to go through this entire, I mean, it's a long
oh, yeah.
email. Huge episode of Mythbusters here. And so I'll post it on our Facebook page and you can read through it.
This is the marathon session.
The next thing here, they expand on the gas tax question. They say, one concern, the gas tax should pay for this project. Aldott says, the gas tax will not be in full effect until October 2021. Then it is estimated to bring in around $320 million annually for statewide projects. If the state sets aside $100 million of those annual funds and earmarked them specifically for the Mobile River Bridge and Bayway project, it would take 21 years before we could break ground. And given inflation, the cost of the project would increase significantly.
See, that's not true because that's what bonds are for. Future repayment on current expenditures.
Right.
That's what a bond issue is for.
So
come on, Aldott.
Aldott putting out their press release. I know that we are going to talk about this a whole lot more coming up today on Midday Mobile. Again, Dr. Lou Campomanosi from the Common Sense Campaign, who has been on this, he's been on Aldott since the beginning of this toll bridge project. We'll talk a lot of toll at midday. Coming up next, the Mike Gallagher Show. And that does it for us on Mobile Mornings. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly Finley. Thank you, Dr. Bill and Kane with traffic. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, beginning at 6 o'clock right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too. I like it too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel, now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
Turning up your voice. FM Talk 106.5.